I'm Mark Bayshore. The Republican National Convention in Cleveland ends tonight. A speech by the party's nominee for president, Donald Trump, tops the agenda. Jonathan Osting covers politics for the Detroit News, and he's been with the Michigan delegation at the convention this week. He joins us from Cleveland to talk about what he has seen and heard there over the past few days. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
The big news from last night seems to be the Ted Cruz speech, what he had to say about voting your conscience, and some of the boos that he got as well. Have you had a chance to feel out the Michigan delegation for their thoughts about Cruz's address last night?
Yeah, I think for the most part, the Michigan delegation sort of echoed the sentiment you heard on television. People were frustrated. Even some longtime supporters of Senator Cruz were hoping that he would have used that opportunity to formally endorse Donald Trump. The arena was wrapped for most of that Ted Cruz speech. He, of course, is sort of a leader in the conservative movement, which has a very large presence at the convention. It seemed like he was delivering a very solid speech, but towards the end, when it became clear he wasn't endorsing, and when he used that phrase that you just mentioned, vote your conscience, which has become sort of a trigger in this convention, a trigger phrase, things got very tense. There were a lot of boos. I talked to State Rep. Ed McBroom, who's a generally very mild-mannered dairy farmer in the UP, and he said he was disgusted by what he saw. He had been a Ted Cruz supporter, but said he couldn't have been more disappointed in somebody he has supported in the past than he was last night in Ted Cruz. Of course, he has his defenders, people who say he spoke about principles. He did say, vote up and down the ticket this fall, even if he didn't mention Donald Trump by name.
Broadly, though, Jonathan, then, are you detecting that anti-Trump sentiment has gone down over the course of these past few days?
Yeah, I mean, certainly here in Cleveland, right? I mean, these are delegates. These are people who are generally pretty loyal to the party. There's a few holdouts we saw on the floor when Donald Trump was nominated on Tuesday. Michigan delegates for John Kasich and Ted Cruz were actually allowed to switch their votes under party rules because they had dropped out, and a handful did not. Trump ended up getting 51 out of 59 delegates from Michigan. So only 8 people decided to hold out, still vote for either Cruz or Kasich. So there certainly is, as is the case usually at conventions, a real push here to unify. And most people seem to be getting on board rallying behind Donald Trump at this point.
You spoke with one of those Cruz delegates, Barbara Bookout of Grand Rapids. What did she have to say?
Yeah, well, she is a, as she calls herself, a constitutional conservative, very much in the Ted Cruz camp. And she said she doesn't think Donald Trump is a constitutional conservative. She left the door open that if he can prove that he does support the Constitution, she might vote for him. Her remarks came a day before, or the same day, at least earlier in the day, before Ted Cruz spoke, but really expressed the very similar sentiment that, Ted Cruz says, vote for people who uphold the Constitution. He also suggested maybe he's not sure that is Donald Trump at this point, but hopes that Donald Trump will sort of embrace some of the ideals of the conservative movement heading into the general election here.
Jonathan Osting is our guest by phone from Cleveland. He's been covering the GOP National Convention this week for the Detroit News. We spoke with State Senator Joe Hune yesterday, who was an ardent Trump delegate. He suggested that any anti-Trump sentiment at the convention was merely politics as usual. And he also claimed that Donald Trump is in the process of uniting Republicans because he's taking on issues that neither party has been comfortable, that's his word, comfortable addressing. Here's a little bit more of what Joe Hune had to say yesterday, and we'll get your response to this. Here he is.
I think our Republican Party has lost sight of making America and our American workers first when they talk about international trade and all of these agreements that essentially, you know, leave the American worker behind. And both parties have been reluctant to address the immigration issue between the United States and Mexico, and particularly building the wall. And it is such a huge pillar and component of the Trump platform that got him through the primary, that turned out enormous numbers of new voters that we haven't seen in ever.
Jonathan, my question for you is, how much of the Michigan delegation is talking issues? I mean, Joe Hewn there referred specifically to trade and to immigration. Is there much talk of issues amongst the Michigan delegation?
Well, there's a bit of that. There's been a series of speakers that address the breakfast every morning and have touched on some issues. But, you know, a rallying cry here seems to be more in opposition to Hillary Clinton than necessarily everybody agreeing on specific issues. I mean, the trade one is very interesting. Donald Trump made some comments to the New York Times yesterday about NAFTA, that if he can't renegotiate it, he would try and scrap it. You know, Republican establishment types have traditionally supported these free trade agreements. I think, you know, some of the rank-and-file voters, though, maybe were not on board with some of the more orthodox positions of the Republican Party, and Donald Trump has certainly rallied voters around that, even if some people on the, you know, in the upper echelons of the party are still uncomfortable with some of those positions.
Jonathan, what's been the most memorable moment here for you at the convention?
Well, certainly Ted Cruz last night getting those boos was memorable. The previous night when Michigan was queued up to announce its delegate allegation and back Donald Trump, the state was asked to pass and did so, which made for an awkward half hour to an hour before Michigan finally got the chance to come around again and cast its votes for Donald Trump. It did that in deference to New York so that Donald Trump Jr. could announce that his father had secured the nomination. But it certainly a lot of delegates on the floor were confused, and some were upset that Michigan didn't get that chance in the spotlight, had to wait instead.
Remind our listeners what Attorney General Bill Schuette had to say to the gathering.
Yeah, sure. Well, Attorney General Bill Schuette has spoke both to the Michigan delegates and got the chance to actually speak on the convention floor, which was he's the only Michigan speaker who got that opportunity. He only had 3 minutes, but he did actually, you know, really get the convention fired up for an early Monday speaker. He talked specifically. He tried to bring the Berrien County shooting, courtroom shooting the other week, and compare that or link it to some of the other shootings we've seen around the country with police officers being slain, and really touched on a nerve and had some people standing up and clapping, which for an early Monday speech was fairly unusual. As far as his comments to the Michigan delegation, he's supporting Donald Trump. He's trying to make sure that the party is unified, because here in Michigan, the real unknown is how Trump's going to affect candidates lower down on the ticket. State House, of course, is up for grabs this fall, and you're going to see a lot of Republicans working very hard to retain control of the House, depending on how Donald Trump affects races in different districts.
Governor Snyder is not attending the convention, but he has been in town, or he's been around. What do we know about Governor Snyder's activities in Cleveland?
Well, he's probably in town right now. He's coming in for a very short few hours. He's going to address, or he's holding a brunch for Michigan delegates at the Cleveland Public Library. He's going to make some remarks, and then he's going to go meet with Michigan State police troopers who are helping out here in Cleveland, and then he's heading right back to Michigan. He is, you know, over the years, of course, has sort of tended to avoid politics, and in this case, he has said he's not going to be endorsing in the presidential election, and essentially seems to be kind of trying to stay out of this national election debate. He did announce this week, his PAC that he formed is for the first time endorsing and starting to donate to state house candidates, as well as U.S. Rep. Tim Walberg, who's probably going to be in a competitive general election matchup this year.
Jonathan, I'm sure you've got lots to keep you busy down there. We're appreciative that you carved out some time to talk with us here this morning. Detroit News reporter Jonathan Oesting in Cleveland for the final day of the Republican National Convention. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
Bye. And a reminder that Current State will talk next week with Democratic Party delegates to their national convention in Philadelphia.